Welcome to Achieve Greater. My name is Chad Nedland. Here we discuss the things in our lives that help us to become better than we were the day before. It's not about competition between you and another person. It's about becoming better each and every day through the actions that we take. So join us as we dive in and we share the stories of others who have overcome obstacles and done what others have seen as impossible. Welcome and enjoy the show. Welcome to Achieve Greater, where we explore ways to maximize our potential and make the most of our time today. In today's episode, we're going to dive deep into the concept of getting paid for your attention and how we can focus on the impacts and the outcomes in our lives. First, we must understand attention. Attention is our most valuable commodity because whatever we give our attention to, we actually give up a portion of our time. Time cannot be made, it cannot be spent, it cannot be reproduced, it cannot be stopped, and therefore when we utilize it, it's gone. We can never get that moment back again. So we have to think about what it is that we spend our attention on, because our attention is utilizing that time. And we can't get that back. Now, attention helps to shape our outcome. If we give attention to other people's goals, other people's dreams, other people's outcomes, if we focus on what their desires are, we're actually helping them to accomplish what it is that they want out of life. Now, I'm not going to tell you that that's bad at all. In fact, I think that that's a very noble thing to do. But at the expense of not accomplishing our purpose, I believe that's a bad exchange. Now, when we say give our time to other people, I myself as a coach, I love to help, I love to serve, but I find that every moment that I'm serving someone else in their business, I'm not growing my business, and that's time that I have set aside for work. So if I'm only allotted, say, 4 hours a day to invest in my work, and the rest of that time is spent to be investing with my family, for every hour that I give someone else, that's 1 hour of my day that I cannot put towards my own goals, my own future, my own stability, my own financial gain, so that I can provide for my family all of the things that we need and we desire. And I encourage you to stop and think about that for a moment. There is an exchange happening with every moment that we have our attention in one direction or the other. And I want you to ask yourself, am I actively moving towards my goals today, or am I actively participating in everyone else's goals by giving my attention and my focus to their life? So as we think about this concept, I want you to grasp the idea of your attention being an investment in yourself or an investment in others. Make sure to choose this investment wisely. Like anyone who's in investing, you should always do an analyzation of the output and the return. What is your return on that investment? Are you growing your business? Are you growing someone else's business? Are you making someone else's life a better quality? Or are you focusing on improving the quality of your life? You have to do a cost analysis in everything that you do. When you do this, you'll start to see which things in your personal and professional goals, which ones are actually worthy of your time and your investment, this commodity that we have. Where do we place it? Where do we invest it for the greatest return? We must be focused, not just give attention to, because I can pay attention to the kids in the park, but if I'm not focused on what it is that they're doing, I'll just know that they're playing, but I won't understand how they're playing. I can be intentional. Instead of just showing up for work, I can be intentional about what I'm going to accomplish today at work. Giving my attention with intention will give the greatest return. And then also, finally, mindfulness. Keeping at the top of the mind what is a meaningful pursuit? What is it that is aligned with what I was created for, the purpose in which I'm here? What is going to help me accomplish the most for my purpose in life? So after you realize that we have to invest our intention, invest our mindfulness, invest that focus with our attention, we have to understand that there are attention drains. Common distractions in your life may be your best friend who you've grown up with your whole life wants to get together and hang out. Well, you want to do that because you don't see them often. But ask yourself, is this one afternoon with my friend worthy of the business deal that I may lose? Is this one get together with my friend from high school worth the tension that it will cause when I don't follow through with that commitment to my spouse or to my children? We have to understand that sometimes it's a vehicle, sometimes it's our family. Are we focused on what we need to be focused on to accomplish the next goal that will get us closer to our defined outcomes in life? That's a question that we have to do. We have to analyze and say, what is draining my attention from that which truly matters? Now, we all know one of the main ones is actually media and social media that drains us from becoming productivity and well-being focused. Now, what do I mean by productivity and well-being focused? It's pretty simple. We can either be focused on producing something of quality in which we can exchange from the public in exchange for value, or we can focus on our well-being. We're giving up time, effort, and focus so that we ourselves can become better and more healthy. So the best way to do this is actually leveraging your attention to succeed. Now, we might think of attention as what other people give us, but I want to mention Elon Musk. Elon Musk did not get where he is simply because a lot of people followed his Instagram. He didn't accomplish what he has with Tesla because of his social media. It's the fact that his attention, his focus was constantly at his project, at his next thing, his goal, his outcome that he decided he was going to accomplish. And that's where he placed all of his attention. Jeff Bezos didn't get where he was because he had a huge Facebook account and everybody watched the pictures of him and his kids eating pancakes. That's not how it works. He gave his attention, his time, his focus, his energy directly on building a company that would impact billions of people. So when we think about leveraging attention, I want you to identify which areas of your life that if it received all of your attention, what would be the greatest result? If you're a public speaker, would it make more sense for you to focus your attention on talking to 5 or 10 people a day? Or would it be more important to focus on 5 or 10 people a month that you could build a relationship who would put you in front of 50 to 100,000 people? This is just common math. So in conclusion today, I want to talk about the fact that the power of our attention in shaping our lives and the importance of being intentional in how we allocate it will have the greatest impact both in your personal and professional life and your spiritual life as well. I encourage you to go ahead, check the show notes for any links for some resources that are going to help you move forward today. Don't sit back and just help everyone else succeed in life while you yourself stay stagnant. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Achieve Greater. And remember, where your attention goes, your energy flows. So tune in next time for more insights on achieving your fullest potential today.
If you enjoyed this show, I greatly encourage you to go ahead and subscribe and make sure that you don't miss any further episodes as we put them out. I enjoyed being able to work with you. I enjoy being able to bring these stories to you, but most importantly, I love the opportunity to help you grow each and every day. If you're interested in more information and connecting with me, make sure to check the show notes and not only look out to my guests, but also subscribe to my email newsletter so that you can get all future episodes and updates as they come out. I look forward to serving you. Have an amazing day.